You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today, I am broadcasting from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world. And if you're listening to the show today, guess what? The Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive that download that you've been searching for, that you've been praying about. So open up and get ready to receive. Well, it's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. I'm looking out of my window. It is fall. It's autumn. I got that at autumn. And the trees are still beautiful and green. But in the morning, it's just a nice, crispy time of the morning to walk and to meditate. And it's my favorite time of the year. Well, I want to thank all of you for your emails telling me how much you've been really enjoying the show, how it's shifting and changing you. And I'm going to be teaching again this week. People have been saying, Constance, we want you to teach more. I can't even remember the last time that I've taught back to back. But last week I taught on how to get your vision back. Have you listened to that? If not, you better hit stop and then go and listen to it. And this week, I'm going to talk about what do you do in the interim between setting your intention and the manifestation? What should you be thinking, feeling, doing in order to accelerate the interim? So I want you to really open yourself up and get ready for that powerful download from the Spirit. Make sure you visit me on social media. Twitter and Instagram is LOA Constance, and Facebook is Coach with Constance. I do a Facebook Live every Monday morning at 10 a.m. You know, I may change that because I want some of my West Coast listeners and some of my international listeners to be able to just come on and participate with me live. And I'm going to start going live also again on Instagram. But, you know, I had a revelation today and I just want to share with you. I was standing at my sink, tending to my own business, as my grandmother used to say, putting the dishes in the dishwasher. And I felt like the Spirit said to me, Constance, why are you waiting to the end of the year to offer your 50% savings off of your coaching package? And I'm reading it because it was so profound. After I received the download, I wrote it down. And this is what the Spirit said to me. People need assistance in navigating and creating their new normal now because of the unprecedented times that we all have experienced. And so for the last 10 years, I've been offering my 50% savings off of my 6-month and my yearly coaching at the end of the year. I never, ever offer it at this time, but I'm doing it because guess what? These are different times. So you can go to my website to get all of the info, but just generally, you're going to receive, or I'm gifting to you, a 50% savings off of both of my 6-month and yearly coaching packages. My 6-month coaching package is usually $1,500. I'm gifting you 50% off of that. That's $750. You're going to get 6 sessions, 10-minute sessions in between, an initial coaching assessment, my books. I'm going to be helping you with limiting belief systems. So if you know that you're ready for a change, that you're ready for a new job, that you want to start a new business, that you don't know what to do with yourself after everything that's going on, that your values and priorities have changed, let's partner together. The same thing for my 12-month. It's 12 sessions, 12, 10 minute in between sessions where I just check in, helping you develop a baby step 12 month action plan, etc. The regular price is $3,000, but you're getting it as a gift from me for $1,500. I'm just doing what the Spirit led me to do. So this offer expires on October the 15th. So if you're currently coaching with me, you can buy as many packages as you want to. Add them to your current package. Go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. If you've been talking about coaching with me, if you're ready for a change, if you're ready to quit talking about something and really manifest it, let's make it happen. Fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and it expires on October the 15th. But I have Exhibit A here. I have one of my clients who's going to share his experience, and we've been trying to do this for a while, but here we go. So I have Gabe with me. Gabe is the president of a very large and influential organization here in Atlanta, and I wanted him to come on and share his testimony as just a male, as a guy, because sometimes you guys are kind of quiet, but I wanted to show you that everybody needs coaching. So, Gabe, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate that.
So how you doing today?
Oh, beautiful. Very, very nice. I'm really, really doing good. Thank you.
So you came to me initially. You attended my my one-day seminar that I had at the country club before the pandemic hit. And so what happened after you experienced that particular seminar?
Well, you know, I attended that seminar and I discovered that you're the right person when you offered that coaching, which I did not know that you did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've been listening to you on the podcast. I said, this is for me. So I came back. I said, I need to transform my life. I have issues with my love life and also with my children. And I was experimenting also in a new, my third career, because I retired 2 years ago. I have a third career. So I had issues there. So even though I've been doing my spiritual journey for over 10 years, but I had all these issues. So I said, I know I have to do something about this.
And so you came to me. And so what I want to share with listeners is, if the same thing keeps showing up in your life, you need to take a look at on the inside. So Gabe, he was having issues at work, with his children and in relationships. So let's talk about the children first, and then we'll get to work, because you're a dad and how you relate to your children is important.
Yes. And so my, you know, I'm personality type A, as you know, and mm-hmm. I want to control everything. And I tried to be the weekend dad, and I tried to control everything on the weekend dad. I did that for a lot of long time. And instead of being helpful, my children were distancing from me because I was dictatorial. I was doing all that type of work, and I didn't know how to solve that. And I tried different ways, and it just didn't work. And I know I needed to do something about it. I didn't know what to do.
And so I worked with Gabe, and, you know, his kids were distant from him, as he said, and he was dictatorial. That's what he just said, y'all. I didn't say it. And controlling. But every father wants to be close to his children. So we did some inner work, and I gave him some things to do. They were not easy. They were difficult. They were hard. But where are you? Because before you were really sort of alienated from your children. Where are you now with your kids?
Wow. It's been just like night and day, because I worked very, very hard. It wasn't easy, not easy, but I worked and followed your direction regarding that I had to send text messages certain time and not expecting a response. I had to lead and transform with my heart, not lead, sorry, to love with my heart, mm-hmm. and express and be vulnerable. And I became a vulnerable person. I was ashamed to do this spiritual work with young people. And I said, why? And I said, yeah, I have to show who I really am and transform from love from my heart and really mean it, because I said a lot of things and sometimes they were outside things. But now coming in from my heart, I was talking to my daughter And it was just amazing what happened one day on Father's Day this year. She said, "Dad, before we go downstairs, I want to talk to you. Sit down." And she said, "I have never, ever in my life felt such love from you and such much support from you. You have transformed." And I just choked up, like I'm choking up now, remembering mm-hmm. that scene. And it was amazing. And this is because of the work that I've been doing. He said, "What happened to you?" I said, "Well, I have a spiritual coach and I have somebody that's helping me." And I did tell them before that. And they said, "That is fantastic. Let's see what happens." And that day just came. And she said that without asking her anything, it just came. And today that relationship is very, very strong. And then with my son, it is coming together too, because I received cards from him saying, thank you for doing this for us. Thank you for changing. Thank you for transforming who you are." And I said, "I really mean it. And I'm getting a lot of help." Mm-hmm. They said, "We love you. We love you. We love you because you're getting help. Thank you."
So I want you to quote what Branson said. What did he say?
He said that with Charles, it's a Charles Brown. Yes. The one mm-hmm. from Virgin Atlantic. He says that everything in life, the only thing in life that matters is his children.
Yeah. That's his greatest accomplishment. And so we went inside. It was hard. It was difficult. I was all over Gabe and pushed him to do the inner work. So let's talk about professionally. On your job, you were, kind of explain how you were. You were what? Dictatorial?
Well, I was dictatorial, authoritative, I guess. I think I said it the right words. Like, I got it out. And I came to this new organization. And I want to make all these changes and get things done because that's who I am. But it bombed. I mean, people were alienating themselves from me. I didn't get things done. They were upset with me. And I said, wow, in my corporate job, I could get a lot of stuff done. And I did. But it's a different environment. The people are different. This is a different world. So I didn't know what to do with that until I followed a lot of your directions. And it's amazing. People love me. I get a lot of things done now these days because I am leading with my heart and I am vulnerable. And they know it because I had a big breakthrough that you taught me what to do one day. And it was not easy. It was not easy what I did on a Monday morning.
I remember that, and I pushed, and we talked about his inner thinking, how you can't be dictatorial as a president, how to lead from the heart, and I had him to call in on his Monday morning meeting, and did I say apologize, but really tell them apologize? What was that like for you?
It was not easy. I prepared. I couldn't sleep that night before. And I said, I'm going to write it out and I'm going to talk to them to my heart. And I did that. And I said, I want to tell you, everybody, I know that I love this organization. I want to have an impact in the community. And I want to apologize to you, to all of you. A lot of things that were said, it's coming. I know that I want to do this, but I have done it wrong. And I want to apologize for that. So I am going to lead and going to lead from the heart, from inside. And it's been tremendous since that day. I think it's been now 4 or 5 months, something like that or more, where they notice that it's changing, it's consistency. It's not one time, because obviously people have doubts when you say it one time, but they have seen consistency and they have seen that I'm doing it. I care for them. I care for our community. I care for what I'm doing. And they're just saying all the time, thank you, thank you, thank you for your leadership. Thank you, because we're going to do this together.
Yeah, I love it. You know, it was not easy. He had to do a lot of inside change in behavior, belief systems, mindset, but he is becoming successful both personally and professionally. Whatever I ask him to do, he did it, no matter how hard it is. Mm-hmm. And he would text me. When he texted me and told me about his son, his son said, "Dad, I love you." I wept because wow. I knew that was gold. That's right, wealth right there. And so I just wanted you to come on. What would you say to people who who's thinking about taking advantage of my coaching special. What would you
say
to them?
I think it's fabulous. If you're stuck, if you've tried all the ways possible to make changes, you read and you get all the information, you get podcasts, that's not enough. It's Mm-mm. not enough because it's very personalized. And you go in the details and ask the right questions. And, you know, I could pretty everything up, but you know the truth. You know that, and I have become very vulnerable, and I tell you everything. You know what? I did this wrong. And you said, no, you didn't do it wrong. It's experience. It's learning. And that's why I'm here to help you. And that's what I love about you, of how you come in and you tell me these are areas and I'm going to follow it because I know it's proven that has helped. And that's what I tell people. You try all that. It's not working. This works.
Yeah, you know, everybody has a coach, and especially during times like these. I coach with James Powers once a week, and I'm coaching with my other mentor the next week because things are shifting and changing. And, you know, maybe you're in a different career now, you don't know what to do, or, you know, maybe you realize your values and your priorities have changed. Maybe you want to start a business. It's just so different. That's why I wanted Gabe to come on and just share. Thank you so much, Gabe, for being honest and vulnerable and raw and real for listeners all over the world.
Thank you. And I'll continue with you because I got a long path still. And I know that I'll never finish. And I will continue because there's a lot to do, a lot of people. You know, my loving relationship is going to come soon.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped dating because I'm not ready for that. I know you could talk about that.
Yeah, I don't have enough time to talk about that. But okay. we're working now on his love relationship, you know, with women. Because, see, if you have the same pattern in all areas of your life, right. You need to take a look at that. And what we're saying here, I think probably I'm saying it, Gabe, not you. What I'm saying to him is that, you know, why not do your inner healing so that the next time you make a choice, it'll be from a healthier place.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to come to your wedding. I'm going to be one of the first people there. But, you know, one thing I'll say about him is whatever I ask him to do, he's in a very powerful position here in the state of Georgia. But whatever I ask him to do, he does it. All of my CEOs that I coach, whatever I ask them to do, and many of them are over 10,000 people, 20,000 people, but they realize that what they're doing just isn't working. And with COVID-19 and all of the pressures of having to deal with people all over the world is too much. And even Gabe, I mean, he has all these different organizations and groups and all of that he's connecting. He just met with the governor recently. And so he's dealing with all kind of people. And so you need to make sure that whatever your belief systems are, which I'm going to help you deal with that, you know, whatever your behaviors are, your patterns, you really need to be as healed and healthy in your soul and on the inside as you can so that you can really respond to people adequately. And so, Gabe, thank you so much. I'm going to have you to come back on again when you get engaged and share with the listeners, you know, what that experience has been like for you.
Absolutely. And thank you. And thank you so much for transforming me and making my life change in what it is with my family and my work. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And you know, you said something profound. You know, when you impact one person's life, it impacts the family. Just like Gabe said, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
So his inner transformation is impacting his daughter, his son, and all of his staff.
Right.
It's shifting and changing them. So if you're ready for change or transformation, if you're ready to make the investment financially with time and effort, then go ahead and take advantage of this coaching package. I love and appreciate you all. So we're going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to come back and teach you some really juicy, awesome stuff that you can really begin to implement in your life when now. So everybody stay tuned.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and I am excited about teaching you today. You know, I've been receiving emails and you guys have said, we want you to teach more. Well, baby, you got it. Last week I taught on how to get your vision back. And today I really want to talk to you about what do you do in between the intention and the manifestation? What do you do between praying and receiving? What should you be thinking? What should you be doing? What are some action steps that you can take? So I'm going to be talking about the in-between stuff. You know, I love it how God just lays everything out. And for many years, I kept saying, God, when is this going to happen? Is anybody saying, when, God, when? When is this going to happen? Why hasn't it happened? And I did not understand that there were universal laws of thinking, believing, taking inspired action. I was just kind of like waiting on God. And so I'm going to be talking about how you can learn not to be so frustrated and impatient during the process, because all manifestation is a process. See, in the fifth dimensional realm, everything is already done. You know, the Bible talks about the finished works of Christ. You know, in that fifth dimensional realm, everything is already complete, finished. We're on this third dimensional realm where we are moved by what we see, our five senses, our past experiences, etc. And so any aligning or any in-between stuff is really us aligning with was already done, because you got to know that God wants to grant you your desires. Those of you who have children, you know, if your child wants to go to college and you have the money and they're good kids, why wouldn't you grant them that desire? So I'm going to be talking to you about what is your role in that in-between stage, because we know that the real truth is God is not holding anything back. And, you know, even when I say that, this is not an opportunity for you to judge yourself or say, what's wrong with you? You shoulda, woulda, coulda. All we need to do is align with the truth about who you are and what you desire. So I'm going to be talking about what are we doing, being, and having in that in-between stage, or how can we accelerate our intention, our desire toward our manifestation quicker. All right. So we already know, as I said a few minutes ago, that everything is already finished and complete. And as I said last week, the first thing that you have to do is really get clear about what you desire. And so whether or not your belief is, I desire more money, more abundance, we know that money and abundance, especially now with everything that's going on, is like the number one desire that people really are believing for. It might be weight loss, career change, or new home. It's all the same. You know, God put these desires in us. That's why the earth is so rich and so abundant, because God wants us to have life. The Bible says that Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And you know, and I know that when we ain't having an abundant life, we're saying something is not right. If you're living in a poverty mindset, you're struggling, you know, with love, with money, with health, you like on the inside saying, this is not right. Life should be more than this. And so basically, I'm going to be talking to you about how you can stay aligned with your desire, how you can stay in the flow of what your intention is in order to manifest it. So I'm getting ready to sing my theme song. Guess what it is? It's an inside job. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within you. And I think the number one thing, okay, drum roll, please. The number one thing that I want you to remember is no matter what your desire is, what your intention is, all desires, it begins first on the inside. It's not outside, y'all. And the example that I've used before is kind of like if I have my keys and I go outside, I'm like, where are my keys? Where are my keys? I'm looking all around in my house. And then I go outside looking in my front yard and my neighbor comes over and says, what you looking for, Constance? And I'll say, I'm looking for my keys. And he'll say to me, well, when was the last time you had them? I said, well, they're in my house. And he said, well, what are you doing out here looking? If your keys are in your house, that's the last place that you saw them. Why are you out here in your front yard looking? So that's what I want to say to all of you. Why are you looking outside? Whatever your desire and or intention is, it's inside first. So let me tell you how you can go inside. Before I do that, I want you to get in this paradigm. I want you to make friends with the universe. I want you to make friends with God and to say that, you know, God is the one who gave me this intention, desire, and God is on my side. Everybody say that. God is on my side. God is in me. And the whole universe is conspiring. It's a conspiracy, y'all, to get your highest good and manifestation to you. So one of the first thing I want to say to you is that even when it looks like things are not happening, that has to be your belief. You don't know how. You might have to shift your action steps. You might have to change a lot of things. But, you know, biblically, I could say it is the will of God. Metaphysically, I could say that the whole universe is conspiring. They're planning, they're plotting, your angels, those invisible forces, the favor of God, all of your good from all the four corners of the world is conspiring to get your highest good to you and your manifestation. So that has to be paramount in your thinking. All right. So it's an inside job, y'all. So the first thing I want you to do is we're talking inside first. How can we not be frustrated, stay aligned with we're doing the in-between work, in between the intention and the manifestation? I talk a lot about this and I'm not going to linger on it today, but it's to really align your thoughts, your beliefs and the images on the inside of you with what you desire. So hypothetically, I'm going to use this because I hear a lot of people talking about it. If you desire to lose weight or to release weight, the first thing you're going to do, you're going to begin to think about, wow, it feels so great to be at my ideal weight. You're going to begin to talk about your ideal weight. You're going to begin to talk about health. Yesterday, I was with someone and I was drinking my really not tasting so good green drink from Whole Foods. But my belief is I don't care what anything tastes like. I think it was kale, romaine, lettuce, what else? Spinach, ginger, broccoli. It was all of that. It was juiced. And I said to her, I don't care what anything tastes like. If this is going to bring more life to me, I'll drink it. And so she said, oh, I can never do that. So you see, my belief was, I'm going to drink it because it's going to bring more health to me. Her belief was, and we laughed about it, that it was too nasty for her. But you see, my image of health and well-being is so big and magnanimous. That little green drink, what, the 10 ounces, that was nothing. So the question is, I want you to think about if your intention is to release weight or to be healthy. I like being healthy, fit, firm, and toned, having a sense of well-being. You're going to deliberately every day begin to align your thoughts, your thinking, your images, and your beliefs with it. I said last week, I think we need to sit with our intentions first. I've never been pregnant. I don't have children biologically, but women who get pregnant, you become pregnant or you incubate the idea, the intention. And so whether it's to start your own business, it's inside first. Certainly go and get your license, take your classes online about starting your own business, but you begin to think about it. What are you doing? It's inside first. You begin to imagine it. You begin to see your customers or your clients saying, oh my God, this is the best pie I've ever eaten, etc. And so everybody see that. So thinking is the beginning of all creation. It's inside. I know so many people say, okay, this is my goal. And they write it down. I want to make six figures. Okay. And then they go out and take all of these action steps. Okay, drum roll, please. Because the real truth is you cannot create a reality until you have the consciousness of it. That's why you've heard me share that people who win the lottery because they don't have a consciousness of wealth, they'll get the money on the outside, but the statistics are staggering that within, I don't know, 5 to 7 years, most people who win the lottery because they never change inside, they lose the money. So you're not wasting your time. You are going inside and thinking about, this is what I'm going to do with the six figures. There is an abundant universe. You are marinating. You are immersing yourself in whatever your desire is. So thinking is one way. So what's happening in you in between the intention and or the manifestation? You're really becoming a new person. You're upgrading your thinking, your believing, your perspectives while you are moving towards your manifestation. And I personally believe that many times people spend more time on the outside trying to strive and make it happen rather than taking that time to incubate. Yeah, I know I'm about action, but it needs to be inspired action, which I'm going to talk about later on. So the question is, who do you need to become? Because y'all, the manifestation formula is you be first. And from that place of being, you take inspired action. The word inspired comes from the word in spirit. So when you be, you're becoming one with your intention, what you desire. You be, you do, and you have. So you are becoming a new person in your thinking around health. You are becoming a new person in your believing. You're getting a new perspective of what would a rich person be doing? What would they be reading? Do I need to learn about the stock market? What about mutual funds? Everybody see that? And so you are becoming the person. In the interim, You know, your intention is to make six figures, but what does a wealthy person, a person who makes six figures, think like? I know 20 years ago when I first made my first $100,000, I didn't know anything about this. I just wanted to make $100,000 so I could go and buy some designer stuff. So back then, I still had a poverty mentality because I believe if you are a consumer versus an investor, you know, that's the big difference there. But the second time around, y'all, when God blessed me, I already knew this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to invest. I'm going to give. These are the organizations that I'm going to give to. You know, this is how I'm going to be able to help people, help causes, etc. Because it's just not about you. Neil Donald Walsh said something profound. He said, you know, in the movie The Secret, I think he said he was in the movie, that everybody was about manifesting things. And nobody was about manifesting their purpose, their destiny, a higher cause, how they could bring about change in the world, etc. And so it has to be something higher than just things. Let me just tell you, y'all, I've had all of the things in the world and still wasn't happy. You have to have a purpose and a cause. But so that's the in-between thinking. So you're changing your mindset around, I can release weight. You're changing your belief around, I can, you know, get a new job or get promoted, or that I can attract love. So what are you doing? You are being the thing that you desire. So let me give an example of a man who wanted to get a new home. So his mindset was, in order for me to get a new home, this is my intention, but in order for me to get a new home, I've got to get my credit score up to 800 points. You know, my mentor in Africa said that in America, that credit is our God, because in Africa, when they build the house, you don't go to a bank to get the money. You have to have it. And so, so you have to have the mindset of abundance. So this guy, he said, my intention is to get a new house. But his mindset was, you got to get your credit score up to 800. You got to have a great job making X number of dollars, etc. And I said to him, I said, why don't you open up the door for God to manifest your intention, whatever way the spirit want to manifest it? Because God has a million ways. See, some of y'all are too stuck in your own pathway. God has a million ways to get your desire to you. And so he said, well, you know, you got to have a job for X number of years. I said, just go in the general direction of what you desire. So he sat with that, and then he took some inspired action. He started looking at homes, etc. And because once you open up your mindset to the unlimited possibilities that are available for you to manifest your dream, all kinds of juicy stuff pops up. And so he did that, and he met a guy, and the guy said, I like you. So the guy let him lease his home, and he paid his rent on time for a whole year. And the guy was so impressed with that, he said, guess what? I like you. I'm going to finance this home for you. I'm rich. I have lots of properties. I like you. I want to help you out, etc. The guy didn't check his credit score or anything. So what happened in that situation? This particular person changed their mindset about how their manifestation was going to come. Let me give you another example. I was working with a client. We're talking about changing your mindset. You initially set your intention. This is what I desire. I want more wealth. And so this person had written a book, and they were disappointed because they didn't have a lot of sales. And she like, Constance, I'm so frustrated. And I said, well, why? I can understand why. I said, but really writing a book should have just been an opportunity for you to express your wisdom and share it with the world. But her belief was, me writing my book and getting on the New York Times bestsellers list is the way that money is going to come to me. And so we had to work through that process. And to be quite honest with you, her book was never a New York Times best-selling book, but she became very wealthy through her business. So open up to the myriad of ways, the myriad of pathways that your manifestation will unfold. So if it looks like nothing is not happening, you know, or when you're shifting your mindset and your way of moving in your manifestation or accelerating it, you may shift and say, well, you know, I was doing more of this, but let me think about that. So think of those two examples, the person with the home and then the person, she was very close. My book is going to be the way that wealth and riches comes to me. And to this day, her book is really good, but it's still not a New York Times best-selling author. You do not have to know how. You just have to be detached from how it's going to unfold. Your job is the what. What do I desire? And how can I stay aligned with my thinking, with my believing, etc.? So the whole time in between your intention and your manifestation, you are aligning your beliefs. You're like a thermostat. Every day that you get up, you're setting your thermostat to come in agreement with and to harmonize with, this is my intention. And maybe one reason why your manifestation has been a little slow, what are your thoughts, your beliefs, your thinking, and your images on a daily basis towards your manifestation? Man, you know, I know what it's like to have an intention and it just looks like it's not happening. And then I used to go into my God, what's going on? Why hasn't it happened? When really the truth was, a lot of those times my thinking was not aligned with actually, you know, what I was desiring. Everybody see that? Okay, so you becoming one with your desire before it manifests. And let me just say this, you got to be real happy and grateful and joyful now. You cannot see, wow, once I make my six figures, then I'm going to be happy. Wow, you need to be happy, grateful. Look at all the riches that you have now. You're rich. You got a great family. You're rich. You have your health. You're rich. You're not in the hospital. You're rich. You have clean water. So you've got to immerse yourself in what you do have. And that's one of the biggest secrets why you are moving towards your new career, why you are moving towards your weight release. I remember one lady, she said she was complaining about her weight and her knees. And I said, you need to be grateful that your knees have really supported you during this time when you were overeating. So remember this. Be joyful, even if you're feeling like, wow, when is it coming? Be joyful, grateful, and thankful for what you have and for what's on its way. And so some questions you might need to ask yourself, how are you being upgraded? See, you're being richly upgraded in your mindset. Remember the guy with the house? His mindset became very wealthy because he realized there's more than one way for me to get this house other than me having perfect credit. So what new perspectives is the spirit upgrading you with in your thinking? How are your beliefs shifting? Because remember, once you change your consciousness about something, once you change your belief about something, then it manifests quicker. Because I say God is preparing you for so much more than that new car that you want. God is preparing you for so much more than, you know, just what you desire. You know, when I said new car, I thought about something of a car that I desired. I was fresh out of college And I didn't really have a deep relationship with God like I do now. And I really wanted this car, but I didn't have the money. I didn't know how. And I remember I met this guy and he said, yeah, I really want to sell my car. He said, but this is a lease car. He says, I want you to take over the lease for a year, but I need, let's just say, $1,000 down. I didn't have $1,000. I'm talking about how God can change your perspective about how you can manifest something. So I went home that night and I'm like, I don't have $1,000, but I really need this car. And I went to sleep. And in my dream, what came to me was promissory note. Now, everybody, you got to know, I didn't know what a promissory note was. I probably didn't even know how to spell it. But I went and met the guy again the next day. And I said, would you take a promissory note where we would add on X number of dollars over the yearly period? He said, sure. So what happened to me? God was changing my mindset and my perspective about how things can manifest. So you see, it's a lot more, as I said earlier, than just manifesting whatever it is. So I took that experience and I've used that principle over and over again. And the principle is God is going to always download to me what my next step should be. I may not know the whole picture, but as long as I know what my next step should be, I'm fine. All right. And so I talked about being excited about your journey. So let's talk about obstacles when problems and other appearances show up. Now, you got to accept this up front. You need to make friends with your obstacles. You need to say, okay, you're here. And I have all the wisdom that I need to move through them. Because a lot of people get really frustrated. They might say, well, you know, I set this intention of opening a business. And no matter how I try, I feel like I'm being pushed back. Or I really want to meet someone. But no matter how I try, I just can't meet anyone. I was telling somebody the other day, if you think that the only way you can meet somebody is online, you're limiting yourself and you're limiting God. And so what are you going to do when obstacles come? And they will come, believe me. They will come. And so one thing I'm going to say is when opportunities, when obstacles come up, Let me calm down. When obstacles show up, really they're just disguised as opportunities. So let's just say hypothetically you want to start a new business, but you went to the bank and they said no. And you just like, wow, this is the end of my intention. No. How can you take that experience and say, okay, the bank said no. What else can I do? Begin to brainstorm. Let me try, for my U.S. listeners, let me try Small Business Administration. And then they say no. And then you try something else. So you are exploring the unlimited opportunities and possibilities that are available. And so don't see no as no. Don't see obstacles as, oh my God, this is the end of my dream. But begin to brainstorm around them and see obstacles as a stepping stone to really move you forward. Because the great question is, look at all of the learning that is accomplished. I'll use me again. When I first started my business 25 years ago, I mean, I was just crying out, somebody let me speak. And, you know, I would speak and nobody would pay me. And then I would get frustrated and then I would speak again. But I had to learn to be grateful for the opportunity to speak. And when I began to do that, I learned certain lessons every place that I spoke. For example, one place that I spoke, there was a young lady who was She was like a superstar, and she gave me some pointers. So can you see how I took that seemingly frustrating time, and I'm like, what can I extract or learn from this that's going to keep moving me forward? And so let's just try, let's just say, if you tried Weight Watchers, you tried, I don't know, Jenny Craig, you've tried the keto diet. What are you doing? You like, Constance, no matter what I do, I'm not going forward with my weight release. Believe that God has the correct pathway for you, and possibly you may merge, those three and create your own customized eating plan. Because always remember, God is trying to get the universe is trying to get your highest good to you. So I'm talking about what are you doing in between? So we talked about changing mindsets, perspective. You're sitting with it. You're embracing obstacles. You're not getting frustrated. Because see, you can choose moment by moment. Okay, it's not working. God showed me what I need to do differently. Yeah, I've heard me mention Jack Canfield so many times, and he, how he just kept going to every publisher. They said no. Don't see a no as a no. Just see it as, okay, another door is going to open for me. God has another way for me to move forward, etc. And then let me talk with lastly, I hope it's, I think it's lastly, about taking action in the midst of your intention. You're not just sitting, you're not just meditating, you're not just thinking and believing. You're actually taking consistent baby step inspired action. And inspired action is a lot better than trying to coerce, trying to force, trying to make happen. Inspired action comes from, I believe, from the word spirit. So it's in the spirit that you take these actions. And you have to let go and trust that, okay, I'm doing one, two, three, four. God, I've done everything I know to do in this business, and then God's favor and supernatural assistance will come and help you. And so that's how you remain in faith. That's how you remain excited. I think that, as I said last week, if you can remember to take those consistent baby step goals and not overwhelm yourself with taking these gigantic goals, and that if you would be happy and grateful along the way, that you would really accelerate your manifestation. I think you have to do a real internal, realistic fact check with yourself and say, am I really believing and coming into agreement with my intention? What has my thinking and the images in my mind been about starting this business? What have my words been around getting a new home? And I think you got to really sit with yourself and make a decision every day. I am coming into agreement. I'm coming into a harmony on the inside first with my intention. And then you release it. You let it go. You take action steps. You're changing your perspective. You are grateful for all of the upgrades that you're learning during this process, because, y'all, it is about the process. And I believe that that would be the vibration in which you would live in between setting your intention and the manifestation. And so, lastly, the thing I'm going to say is God's not holding anything back from you. And know that God is in you, supernaturally empowering you to take the action, that the Spirit is in you, supernaturally whispering in your ear what your next step should be, who you need to contact, what mastermind group you need to attend, you know, who can you ask to support you, to assist you, you know, during your manifestation. All of these things are so important. Well, I hope that this helped you. You know, I just like going inside instead of just saying, okay, step number one, get clear about what you want. I like going inside and really breaking it down so that you can see how you can really align with and live in the vibration of what you desire. And as I said, gratitude, joy. Thank you for the new lessons that I'm learning. Be joyful about even the new lessons, the new perspective, all of the new upgrades, because you're going to take all of this inside consciousness with you to your next venture, to your next manifestation, to your next dream and or goal. So everybody, make sure that you visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I would love to partner with you. I would love to coach you. You heard from my testimony earlier, you know, kind of what that would look like. If you're interested in doing a discovery call, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And I would love to be your next virtual keynote plus or leadership trainer. Let's talk about it. We can do a virtual Zoom call and I can just listen in and really get clear about what your next event will be and help to make that an astounding success for you. Everybody, make a decision to have a great week. I love you. I believe in you. And I think I'm going to say something different this week, that your best years and your best times and your best manifestations are ahead of you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.